As the time approached when Jesus was to be taken up into heaven, he determined to go to Jerusalem. He sent messengers ahead of him. Along the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his arrival. But the Samaritan villagers refused to welcome him because he was determined to go to Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to consume them?" But Jesus turned and spoke sternly to them, and they went on to another village. As Jesus and his disciples traveled along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens and birds in the sky have nests, but the human one has no place to lay his head." Then Jesus said to someone else, "Follow me." He replied, "Lord, let me go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and spread the news of God's kingdom." Someone else said to Jesus, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say goodbye to those in my house." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts a hand on the plow and looks back is fit for God's kingdom." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. You all may be seated.
The unavoidable truth about the human experience is this: we are continuously tempted by distraction. Those distractions become idols. Those idols become the stumbling blocks of our walk with Christ. They get in the way of us being more like Him and more aligned with Him. They get in the way of us being the people and doing the things to which God calls us. The immovable truth about the love of God is simultaneously this: we cannot outrun or lose God's love. Regardless of the number of mistakes we've made or how long we've been gone from God, because the truth is, even when we think we're gone from God, God is never gone from us. God's love is eternal and it is faithful. And God desires that His people do the faithful work necessary to carry on the divine's intent and imagination for creation, that all would be restored to wholeness. And yet Jesus knows the work to which He's called us is not easy. He knows that all in is a big ask. But He also knows, as with all things, it is possible with God's help. I'm sure Jesus could appreciate the passion undergirding His disciples' inclination to annihilate anyone who wanted to stand in the way of His mission. But Jesus knows that's not the point. I'm sure Jesus could appreciate that there were some people who piped up, "I'll follow you no matter what." But Jesus knew it wouldn't be that easy. Prioritizing Christ is difficult in a world that would have us prioritize our distractions. The immediacy of Christ's mission and ministry is sometimes difficult to stomach, as in the case of the man who wanted to bury his father before following Jesus. And yet we trust with God's help, we will discern how to take the next most faithful step. We must recognize and embrace our humanity, that we will fall short sometimes, but that we are called to care for each other all the time. We must recognize and embrace our need for God's grace, that we are not invincible, but that we are in need of someone and something greater than ourselves to help us in the way we should go. Both. Together. That's when we will begin to see and experience life shift more toward what God intends and imagines it would be for all of us. What does it mean we are dust and to dust we shall return? We hear it every year, but I wonder if we've learned. that our lives are solely finite, that we are the only kryptonite standing in our way. Sickness and poverty, violence and disparity, isolation and impropriety. God is the one who holds the key to breaking all these chains. Oppression and transgression, aggression and depression, necessary is the confession of our sins. We hurt one another, and what that uncovers is that we've forgotten what we're meant to remember all along. That we belong to God and to each other. As Lent unfolds, may we discover our immovable need for grace. May separation turn to celebration as we repent from our determination to do things on our own. But we cannot skip to joy and grace, for first you know that we must face all that we fall short this side of heaven. In these coming 40 days, may our hearts be opened to seeing the error of our ways. May this journey renew our understanding of our desperate need for God's grace and God's guidance in our everyday lives as we follow our Lord to the cross once more. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, remain seated, settle into your spirits as we sing together, Sweet Hour of Prayer. The words should be up on your screen.